the tariffs that President Trump just announced for imported solar modules are going to have, well, they already have had a big impact on the solar industry. The market reacted to that a long time ago in a couple different ways. One is that solar panel manufacturers started raising their prices, knowing that the tariffs were coming down the pike, and also because a lot of companies like Namaste Solar wanted to make advance orders of solar panels and fill their warehouses or buy panels for projects that they had in 2018 before any tariff might take place. And although the tariffs were put in place with the intention of protecting solar jobs, particularly for solar panel manufacturers, the irony is that it's probably going to cause the net loss of jobs. And here's why. Out of those 260,000 plus jobs, a very small percentage, maybe 10%, are in manufacturing. And part of the reason is solar panel manufacturing is highly automated. But where the jobs are is in everything downstream from manufacturing. It's in doing like what Namaste Solar does, designing, installing, servicing solar projects. And maybe there'll be other solar panel factories that want to start in the United States, but I highly doubt it because the tariffs are only in place for 4 years, the tariffs are declining, and it's still so much cheaper to manufacture solar panels abroad. So for a company like Namaste Solar, we've grown very rapidly over the last, in our 13-year history, from 3 people to 173. And we've grown just like the rest of the industry has. I think we'll probably plateau this year. Fortunately, our company is in a good position. We're not going to need to let anybody go, but we're projecting that we're not going to get as much work as we otherwise would have if the tariffs weren't in place. A few projects we think that we were hoping were going to happen might not move forward just because the cost of solar panels went up, particularly on the larger projects. On the residential projects, the cost of solar panels is a much smaller percentage. We think the residential sector will be just fine. And industry-wide, though, I think there will be the loss of jobs. It's going to hurt particularly the utility-scale market for the larger solar farms. And only time will tell how much less the industry is going to grow as a result of these tariffs.
Are there ongoing bears besides the tariffs for the solar industry?
Yes. The solar industry has been dependent on public policy and subsidies for a long time now. And this dependence on public policy, we joke, we call it the solar coaster, is what we call the solar industry because there have been so many twists and turns and different administrations, and there hasn't been a cohesive federal policy, and each state and municipality and utility has had a different approach to solar, some with incentives, some with penalties and barriers. That uncertainty and that constantly changing landscape has been a barrier here in the United States, and that continues until we can bring down the cost of solar and wean it completely off of subsidies, and I'd say we're maybe 5 years away from that.
Is there anything else that can help level the playing field for solar industries?
I would love it if there were a level playing field where subsidies didn't exist for any of these forms of energy and they competed on their own merits.
Would you be able to give listeners the scope of the solar industry?
I have been working in solar for about 15 years. And over the course of those 15 years, the industry has grown at about a 40, 50% annual compound growth rate. That's very, very rapid growth. And the cost of a solar project has come down by about 80% over that period of time. And in conjunction with that, the original plan for putting subsidies in place to help solar, the goal was as the costs come down, you wean the industry off of subsidies. And subsidies have been decreasing very rapidly worldwide, but definitely here in Colorado, the subsidy for that Xcel Energy provides, for example, are almost zero. We won't need subsidies anymore, I think, in 5 years. And there are certain states like Hawaii and California that don't need them at all anymore.